Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo. Yes, it's hump day. And you don't know how much I appreciate hump day. Especially after last night. I appreciate hump day. Wow. Anyway, 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. It's Free Fire Radio with Carl and Bob.
Explain yourself when you say after last night.
I will in a second. It's phone line 605-4567. We are streaming live. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com worldwide. Worldwide.
That's right. www.
www. Worldwide.
Web.
Web.
The web that encroaches your life.
The one that controls.
Hey, currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning, everybody. You know, can you believe the temperatures over the weekend? Well, today we're going to call for our highs are 73 with our lows of around 48. Thursday calls for a high of 72 with our lows of around 43. Partly cloudy. Chance of rain on Friday with 66 as we go through the weekend. Of course, our Valentine's beautiful weekend filled with a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about through the morning. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 70. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 71. So it looks like we don't really have rain except for a chance of showers on Friday. Washington's birthday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Fabulous. So that's our forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Well, I don't know. You might open a window. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer.
You know, they can go either way. If it's warm, they can go. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas.
Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now, why?
Give them a call.
365-3793.
And veteran owned.
Oh, ow. There you go.
I would like to. Did everybody hear that? Did everybody hear her?
I hit you. Hit you on the arm.
Okay. It's hump day. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Don't interrupt me this morning.
I won't.
Hi, he said very quickly to get out of her way.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
good morning, Bob.
Are you feeling the burn out there, everybody? Are you feeling the burn? Yeah, the burn is out and scorched Hillary.
Yep.
The burn, 68-32. That wasn't close.
No, okay, now here's what it says on Huffington Post, the headline.
Oh, gosh.
A tale of two parties, civility, empathy, compassionate conservatism versus racist, sexist, xenophobic demagoguery.
Yeah, they're talking about Kasich versus Trump. But guess what, everybody? Trump's for real. Trump came in to New Hampshire and won big time. It wasn't little time. He won big time. Now, Kasich from Ohio, former governor of Ohio, finished second in this. And he is a moderate. He is a middle-of-the-road moderate that is a businessman. And people are going, oh, well, you know. But then I think Cruz finished third. And then Rubio finished fourth. And Rubio says, you know what, my last debate was not that was not stellar. Oh, you think? Robot
well,
man.
The 60% went to Bernie Sanders, 38% to Hillary Clinton, 31.17% to Donald Trump, and 15% to John Kasich.
You know what? I just saw numbers this morning that had him up at over 65%. Any way you look at it, he trounced Hillary, and now they're starting to look at Bernie. Is he really viable, or is it now? Are they going to start? You know, they're going to go down now to the firewall for Hillary down in the South, and have her. You know, that they believe that's a lot of strength she has down there in the African American vote. Bernie, really though, you know, the younger voters in this nation are really backing him. They're supporting him. They really like this message of democratic socialism.
Yeah, he has a huge, again, young following. In the headline, Sanders becomes first Jew to win a presidential primary.
Really?
Yeah. And also on the long note, today's Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
You know, speaking of, but for Sanders, and somebody else said that the other day that was of Jewish heritage, said at a table we were at or place we were at, he said, you know, it's the first time that we're going to have somebody that's running station that's Jewish. And I thought, well, yeah, that's
well, Lieberman ran. He's Jewish, isn't he?
But he didn't win any.
He didn't win a primary. He didn't win a major primary. But you know, the other thing too on this is, and then Cruz became the first Hispanic to win a major presidential primary when he won Iowa.
Yeah.
See, so things are changing in our world. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness that you know people can run. And you know what? It's not the racial problems aren't over by any means, but at least we're starting to see things are opening up. You know, the Hispanic vote, the Hispanic with Cruz and Rubio, whether you agree with it or not. You know, last night, we were talking about last night, was birthday parties really good. Like four of our friends had birthday parties all at the same time. So everybody gets some of these nice little licenses. What I get, because it's three guys and a girl, so Linda takes care of the woman. And I get the guys, I get them three knives, and because there's five of us, but only three guys had a birthday. I got them all matching pocket knives, and then brought the fourth one to the other guy whose birthday was like 2 months ago. So everybody's got matching pocket knives. Then I gave him a flashlight. I said, "Now you've got a pocket knife and you've got a flashlight. You know, so if you know, keep it in the car, keep it around so you can find yourself. And then this little survival tool. Now this was one you know I found it fits kind of like in your like sizes of a." Deck of cards, a little bit bigger than that. But it's got like 12 different tools on it.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, I'll just, you know, and I gave that to them too. You would have thought I gave them something much more valuable. They're out there, they're looking, they got a little survival tool out, and they're looking, it's got a magnifier on it, and a compass, and little, you know, you can use it as a wrench, and a bottle opener, and all these things.
So they're all set up for the zombie apocalypse.
Exactly.
Zombie apocalypse, you know, something you can just carry with you very lightly in your daily, everyday carry bag. Everyday carry bag. Everybody should have one of those. And so they've got that. And you know what? It was fun watching them. With the knives
it
last night.
It was cute.
You know, open your knives. And like, oh, yeah, this is close. And so you put your finger there.
Be careful.
Don't cut yourself, Doc. You know, and you go, oh, okay. And, but that was, you know, it was, we were with friends last night. And, of course, you end up staying a little bit late. And then Pam Hill makes the type of food that is, just looking at it, you can gain a pound.
Yeah.
just looking at it, you go, oh, I just feel, oh, just feel, ooh, full looking at it. But, of course, you have to imbibe there. Okay. A lot of stuff happening today. Chief of Police is going to be with us. We've got Sierra Pacific Logging Conference going to be here. Tammy is going to be here talking about the women veterans are having a big weekend.
Oh, great.
And she's going to be here with us, too. So we're going to have a busy day. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. Wake up. Get that coffee going. It's 7:14 in the morning here on February the 10th, 2016.
Limo and Boheme Spa are bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Then head over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa and relax with the wonderful couples massage. Experience an unforgettable memory. Call into KCNR 605-4565 or email me, Molly, at kcnr1460.com. We will be picking a winner February 12th live on our morning show. It's KCNR's Valentine's Day giveaway.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta Springwater come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringwater.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good morning and welcome back to
crying on my pillow,
KCNR 1460 on this beautiful... Wow.
That made me waking up every morning.
Yeah, beautiful Wednesday.
The alarm goes off. I'm crying on the pillow.
Yeah, I'm crying on the pillow. Wednesday morning here, and it's going to be an absolute beautiful day. Currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. We look forward to, a break. We've got some very interesting guests coming up. Somebody who's keynote speaker at the logging conference. Going to be learning a lot this morning as well with the chief. I want to tell you about a couple things happening this weekend. Want to encourage you, and I'm going to take a call. Because I do have tickets for sale. So a couple of my friends last night bought tickets for me, just wrote the check. We've got a fundraiser happening for the Cascade Theater this Friday. It's called the Signature Gala. You've heard us run commercials. If you're listening, it's Friday night, $30 tickets. The money from this event goes towards the educational programs. In other words, when schools come in, and you have the opportunity with your $30 ticket to go to the event, have champagne, hear a band, maybe bid on some of these posters that have been signed if you're a collector, or silent auction. A lot of times it's really not even about the stuff. It's really about just kind of going and supporting. So the Cascade Theater has not done a fundraiser until now. And that means in the last decade or so, they need work on the air conditioning. You know, and the Cascade Theater has done a lot to give to us. We need to give to the Cascade. So I'm emceeing the event, and I'm worried, folks. I've got tickets. I need to sell tickets. But I do have two to give away. So a girlfriend wrote me a check yesterday and said, here's two tickets. Go ahead and give them away on the air. So if you would like to go to the event, for some reason, maybe while you're there, you'll bid on some items. So you'll be able to help in that way. I do have two tickets. The event is this Friday. So give me a call here at 605-4567. And the first caller is going to get these two tickets for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater. Again, if you'd like to bring a couple or help me sell these tickets, I've been given the responsibility to sell 20. So I'm walking around going, I'm just a couple days. I got to get these tickets sold. So come after work, or after we get off the air today at 9 o'clock, come write me a check for a couple tickets. Give them away like my girlfriend did last night. So you can win one right now here at 605-4567. Win a pair. So anyway, that I wanted to talk about that this morning. Got a lot of things that's happening in the news, Carl. I know you've got some things that you wanted to discuss.
Maine has a new law. And what it says is if you are on food stamps, but that you are a healthy individual with no children, that you have to work. You either have to get a job if you're on food stamps, you have to be trained for a job, or you have to provide 6 hours of community service a week for your food stamps. Now, this is if you're healthy and childless. In other words, you don't have to take away things from your children. And what they've discovered is they've had an 80% drop in food stamp recipients, people requesting food stamps.
Well,
I mean, is this big?
I think it's big.
I mean, when you think about it, it says if you're, and you know, and a lot of this came up because they did the story on one of these shows that shows this guy that's, you know, he's a surfer and he plays in his band and that's all he does, and yet he's receiving food stamps and all these other things. I mean, it's because, hey, why not? You know, I don't have to work. So people started looking at these things and finding out, well, wait a minute. Why should Carl and Bob and Bob and Linda and Jennifer and everybody else out there be working and these other guys collecting, you know, living off this stuff because you can live off it pretty easily and yet not do anything? I mean, I have a real problem with this. And if you don't have, in Maine, they've got a lot of entry level jobs that people could do. I'm not talking about the high tech jobs or anything, but there's a lot of jobs entry level people can do. Choose not to because then they would have to work to be handed to them. Anyway, hooray for Maine. Can you imagine if California did this? How about if you just started with Shasta County and said, you know what, you're getting this and this and this. You're able-bodied. You don't have children. Why don't you go to work? And if you don't go to work, here, we'll train you in a job. And if you're still not going to do it, well, here's 6 hours of community service every week. So that's 1 hour a day or 1 hour and 15 minutes a day. They can go out and pick up trash. And do you think that we're doing that?
Well, I think it's a most excellent idea because as we have this conversation several times, Carl, with friends, in circle of friends at events or what have you, about that, you know, something happened along the line in the system. The system was set up to help those during the Depression, after the Depression, to help with, again, the hand up. And it's become a lifestyle to loaf and be lazy and not for some. I mean, for some, not for all. But to find this to be a lifestyle, again, and it really then starts, well, wise birdies. I'm sorry, my mind flips around. But then, of course, you look at free stuff, Bernie Sanders, free stuff, and that whole mentality. But go ahead, Bob.
Margaret Thatcher famously said, socialism works wonderful till you run out of other people's money.
Well, you know, it comes down to this, is that it is. It's supposed to be a safety net. Yet you've got people that, you know, nobody asked us if they could extend the jobless benefits, you know, for another 25 or 30 weeks. And yet, it's, okay, now here's the thing. The Obama administration touts, oh, look, unemployment's down to 5.4%, which, of course, is not true. It is absolutely not true. It's a lie, and it's a lie that's forced it on us also by mainstream media because they just use the U2 way of accounting, and that's new job claims in the last 4 weeks, right? Unemployment. So, oh, it's dropped to 5.4. But what they don't count is the underemployed, people with two jobs, and those who have dropped out of the market, which is the job market, or they just quit. And it's the smallest workforce we've had right now. That's why the unemployment figures, you know, that they give are like that. If that's the case, and there's all these jobs out there, but there's all these people still collecting, they're not even trying to find work, why can't you have those people then be retrained or have them do community service? My gosh, you know what? Our streets could be as clean. The streets could be clean. The trails could be clean. They could be cleaning up garbage in these homeless camps. I mean, there's just all these things that could happen, and yet we choose not to do that. We choose to tout how low our unemployment rate is, even though they're fake figures, and yet you've got all these people that aren't in the workforce that are collecting all the this stuff from SSI, collecting unemployment, collecting food stamps, collecting everything. So there's something wrong here. You know, there's something wrong because other people are working their butts off, and they're working at two jobs, or they're working at three jobs to make ends meet, and yet there's nothing being done to hold other people accountable for not doing anything. You know, we go into this, woe are the homeless. Woe, you know, feel sorry for the homeless. Well, you know what? There's some homeless out there. I absolutely do. You know, they try. We just did a count on homeless here in Shasta County. They came up with 529 homeless. Oh, no, that's not the right number, they're saying. That's not the right number. Those are the only ones we could find. Well, if you look over the last 3 years and you look at the numbers, the most it's ever been was 800. The other one was 500, another 500, an 800, and a 500. Well, if you've got 3 years of that, doesn't that kind of tell you maybe your homeless numbers are about that? You know, the fact is, and they said, well, you know, we did a one-year count. We came up with 2,000. All right. A one-year count, but, you know, they haven't done that since, and, you know, that's also a spot in time. So the question is how bad is the homeless problem? And they said, well, they didn't count people in the motels. Well, how do you know you didn't count people in hotels? You know, the bottom line, though, is this. We're saying we've got all these problems, and yet people are not, in many cases, aren't doing anything to help themselves, and they are just sucking off society. And we are allowing it, and we are encouraging it for people to do that. And there's something wrong there. There's something wrong when we encourage people to take and not give something back.
That's true. That's true. A couple things in the headlines. Just, okay, U.S. stock points up in pre-market ahead of Yellen testimony.
It looks like she may not raise the rates, but if she does, that, you know, last time it had a huge impact everywhere. The energy companies are taking it. You just saw that Tesla or Musk just lost a lot of money in Tesla, in the cars, and his
solar company.
Because
billions.
Billions. And the Supreme Court just slapped Obama's clean energy plan down by saying, wait a minute, there's 27 states that are opposing this, and, you know, we're going to wait, you know, you're not going to impose this plan until this fights its way through the courts. This was a big slap against the plan. You had 5-4 vote on this, and this might have had something to do with the Tesla.
Okay, also something very interesting that I, you know, of course I loved watching our, you know, world soccer champs. Hope Solo says that right now she wouldn't go to Rio because of Zika.
Zika. Now, you know, they've got 6 more cases here in the United States, and they're saying it's going to be an epidemic down in Central America. And the thing about Zika is that unless you're pregnant, it doesn't have, you know, it can't affect you. I mean, you can become a carrier, unfortunately. And I don't know how they can stop this disease, because the way our borders are open, if you've got it in your bloodstream and you come across the border, because they're not testing people, you know, just flowing across the border. I don't think you're testing people that are, you know, that are coming in. If you're coming in from, you know, South America or, you know, Brazil,
which happens tons
every
day,
you know, they're flying in. I mean, these are just like business people that
are
coming in, or tourists that are coming through here. Yet they don't seem to be saying, you know, they're not testing people. They're not quarantining anybody. But this disease could really have a harmful effect on our country. But what are you going to do about that? Unless you've got in today's day and age of such mobility, there's no way of keeping your borders closed. Not unless you're like somebody like North Korea.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to live like that. Hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in a minute, and we're going to have our Sierra Pacific people in here talking about
the logging conference
Sierra
that's coming
Cascade
up.
Logging conference, conference that starts tomorrow.
And they always have the most fascinating speakers and guests that come through. We'll be hearing from a gentleman in just a moment. It's going to be really interesting. So stay tuned.
This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Civic Auditorium. Got you covered. Tim Flannery and the Lunatic Fringe are back this weekend, and it goes to it goes, of course, with Jay Leno on March 26th. Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets or give them a call at 229-0022. Great, great things happening at the Civic Auditorium. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Looking for a perfect Valentine's Day weekend? Look no further than Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy a delectable meal for you and your loved one that includes steak and lobster, chocolate-dipped strawberry champagne, appetizers, and more. This special dinner is offered February 12th, 13th, and 14th and includes music and dancing to Linda Bott on the 13th and Mark McAbee on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Also ask about the sweetheart package at the hotel that includes champagne, $50 food vouchers, and more surprises. Call Wind River Resort for reservations 243-3377. Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's the 10th of February, 2016. 42 degrees out there, going up to 73 today, 7:33 in the morning. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And you know what's happening on this Saturday, on February the 13th, down at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. Linda's going to be there. Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, plus more Bluebirds. It's going to be a great night of singing, dancing. It's what, 6 to 9? 7 to 10.
6 to 9 p.m. And there'll be two seatings. So encouraging you to call and make your reservations. I know the hotel is sold out. So reservations for your 6 to 8 p.m. seating, 243-3377. Joe Catania will be my special guest along with Jeff Jones. and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums. So it's going to be a really, really fun night. Of course, they've got the Steak and Lobster Sweetheart deal. If you're calling to make reservations, I hope you can get space. It's going to be a blast, and we'll see you down there.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Jared Tapero. Did I pronounce that okay? All right.
Yes,
who's the 2016 president of the Shasta, Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. So, good morning.
Morning.
So, this is going to kick off tomorrow.
Yeah, we kick off tomorrow with a gin fizz breakfast at...
of course, I would love to be there, but you guys already sold... You already sold out all your tickets.
Why gin fizz?
We sold out. We had, I think, 315 seats available, sold out all the tickets.
People love this event.
Yeah. We started yesterday, moving equipment in, and have a couple workshops going on today. Yesterday, golf tournament today, and tomorrow, like I say, the gin fizz breakfast kicks everything off, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll have workshops, panel discussions. Friday night, we have our big education banquet and auction at the Wind River. And Saturday, we'll try and draw as many the locals out as possible. The weather's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful out there.
Yeah.
So, Jared, what does this conference mean for you? And can you share with our listeners a little bit of your background, what led you to now the position that you hold, and what this conference means to you?
Yeah, I've worked in the forest products industry for about the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. And just became associated with the conference in 2009, and love the group, great bunch of people. Our big emphasis is on educating the public, our members, industry professionals, students, and teachers in natural resources-related stuff. So we have a big education day that goes on Thursday. We're going to have 800-plus local students and teachers, and they'll be toured around with 100 industry volunteers. So it's a big deal. It's a lot of people involved, a lot of volunteer effort, and we're really excited about doing what we do.
So when you go back into your history, and you said you got involved with forest products or lumber products, tell us a little bit about where you grew up. Is this something that you said, I'm going to be in forestry, I'm going to be in logging, or did you have another kind of career that led to, and tell us what you mean by products. Just because we're kind of getting to know who you are and taking over the seat of presidency. It's always nice to find out how somebody finds what they're doing now, their passion.
Yeah, no, I'm from Sonoma County originally, so wine and dairy, farming.
Love
and,
it.
Yeah.
You're the California boy.
Yeah, and just ended up going to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, studying forestry and natural resources, and 20 years ago ended up in the North Sierra and haven't left, so... And started working as a forester for a private timber company. And so that's basically where the forest products part of it comes in, working for sawmills and buying logs and working with loggers and guys in road building construction and stuff like that. It's been a great experience.
Now there's going to be one of the main focuses on this conference is going to be about water. Is that correct?
One of the panels is going to be on water. We're having a couple panels on air resources, another panel on regulatory information for guys in the forestry and timber industry.
Is it getting tighter every year?
It gets a little tougher every year, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of regulation involved in it. Fortunately, the professionals are they're kept up through the process that we, you know, provide, educating and It's a big there's a big effort to keep everybody educated and up on the regulations so that we keep ourselves in line with everything
sure.
that's going on.
Now, okay, so the conference is starting, of course, tomorrow. And I think they're having a media day today at noon.
Media day at noon,
right.
Correct.
And then they've got a and so with all the things that are going on, and the public's invited.
Yes.
And so when's the first time the public can really show up?
11 a.m. tomorrow, the gates open at the fairgrounds. And from 11 a.m. to 5 Thursday, Friday, and it may be a little bit earlier on Saturday.
I want to know, can I get that six-foot chainsaw? Can we cut wood like that or not? Is that one of the things that you know the kids can do?
We have no. The kids are kind of limited. They can watch. We'll have.
You're gonna have contests and things like that.
Yeah, we have a logging sports competition.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
are they gonna be climbing trees?
Or? No trees.
Just gonna be sawing and chopping though.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever been in one of those?
I did in college. I competed in logging sports.
Were you good?
Fair.
Fun. Okay, now, did you get into the log rolling?
No.
Is that great? I mean, you see these people on log rolling. I mean, they've got this log going at about 143 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
and when they come off, they've been known to be thrown 142 feet. no, okay, maybe not. But we are going to be seeing the people with the sawing the wood,
yep.
teams,
there'll be a double buck sawing, single buck. There will be some chainsaw competitions, some chopping competitions. We'll have teams from Cal Poly, Cal Berkeley, Humboldt, and Shasta College, as well as a couple of...
So now, if I understand the Cal Berkeley, they don't cut anything. They sit around and they hug the street.
Well,
is that true?
No.
I'm not going to make any comments.
Okay. And so while everybody else is sawing, they're hugging. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hey, Bob has a question.
Well, no, I did the press thing a couple of years ago. Throwing the choker was
throwing
okay.
The choker
even though
was
had
hard.
I missed, I'd have taken my shin out.
Yeah, I did it.
And
too.
Running the chainsaw was a taunting.
Yeah,
we've all done that.
We've done the chain.
I'm
rolling around on the ground.
I'm hoping something can chop off my foot here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, it's a blast. Are you still doing the chain throwing thing?
The choker.
It's
the choker. Yeah. It's that's the choker setting. Yeah, we'll do that as well as a few other events, and the media day today at noon will kind of be the kickoff of that, and then we'll have Friday and Saturday, I think, two competitions a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Jared DePero, who's a 2016 president of the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. This is going to be a great, great event. Take your kids out there. You can see all types of great things. You can learn stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll have... on Saturday, we'll have a log loading competition, an excavator rodeo, and a truck driving skills competition. So people will be able to kind of tie in how the equipment's used with everything that we have on display there. We have vendors from throughout the North State bringing equipment in, showing a lot of technical and providing assistance in all types of stuff that the professionals are using these days.
It's amazing how much logging has changed. You know, we went down to the Sierra Pacific Mill, and I was just the thing that amazed me the most
amazing.
Was how automated it was.
Yeah.
I mean, you still need people to do things like turning the lumber and all this. But I mean, after it came out of the mill,
precision.
The precision of the. Of how it's sawed and how it's using computers.
And also the teamwork. And by the way, the logging conference, we just need to say to tell our listeners, it's free. The events that you're talking about, the competitions, are free, right? The entrance is free, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, all free to the public. Some of the workshops, there are fees associated with them, but... those are mainly for guys that are going
in the industry and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're getting what we call pro logger points or certified logger points that show that these guys are out there, they're continuing their education, and they're keeping up on stuff that they need to keep up on.
And laws change. Every year there's probably something new in the books that...
Something else they're trying to do to make it harder.
Now, before we take our break, Jared... every year, you probably a committee sits together, and so how can we make it different and more wonderful, or more creative, or more interesting? So for you, what would you say this year is bringing a different, something different this year? What would be, besides your tradition and education, what would be maybe the theme of what you're trying to bring to the stage this year?
Well, the theme is this is how we roll, which is, it's everything rolls out in the woods. Everything rolls from the woods to the mill. You know, all the equipment that the road builders and contractors and loggers are using move on wheels. So we thought that was an appropriate theme. And we got started a little earlier this year as far as the workshops and stuff go. We're trying to, you know, provide as much education as we can to our members and the logging industry professionals. We have 23 plus different committees that are involved with the conference. Everything is on a volunteer basis, so it's just a big group effort, and it really works out well. It's a well-oiled machine, and we want to keep it growing.
All right. Well, you know, thanks so much for coming by here. It's going to be a great event as usual.
Well,
and
this weekend,
you know, get your kids out and go out. You know, if you want to learn about one of the major industries up here in Northern California, come on out to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference, conference. But all the other things are going on out at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Anderson. And
yeah,
it's free. Go on out there and watch all these things that are happening. Find out what's going on.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend. The weather's going to cooperate, and we expect to see a lot of locals out there having fun.
Okay. All right. Jared, thanks very much. And Jennifer, thanks for coming in. She's sitting over here taking photos. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with some veterans' issues. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 14 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 10th of February.
Logging Conference celebrates the North State's logging and construction industries this Thursday through Saturday at the Fairgrounds at Anderson, with indoor and outdoor expo for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the excavator rodeo, lumberjack competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. A great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry, with three full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2016 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event sponsors include Fruit Growers Supply, Roberg Resources, Trinity River Company, California Forestry Association, Humboldt Redwood, Northern Lights Energy, and Wheelabrator Shasta Energy.
Your sweetheart to a special Valentine's, where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Resort and Casino for our Valentine's dinner special, February 12th through the 14th. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, shrimp cocktail, sides and chocolate tips, grand marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple.
With your River Club card.
After dinner, play your favorite slot machine on us. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or visit windriver.com. Dining is better at the river. Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Bingo.
Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400.
Yes.
$25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game
for a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wind River.
For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo
change.
Is better at the river.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at FiveStarBank.com. Bistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's, 11 minutes before, okay, 10 minutes. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock here on the 10th of February, 2016, for those who are still trying to catch up. 605-4567 is a phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 73, partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 48. Tomorrow calls for a high of 72, Thursday night 43. Now, Friday calls for a slight chance of showers at 66. Friday night clears up, partly sunny, with our lows of around around 44. The rest of the weekend calls for partly sunny. Most days are in the 70s, and we are going to have a fabulous Washington's birthday all the way through the weekend, mostly sunny with highs near 75 on Monday. And so our future forecast and our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Hey, want to get away for Valentine's Day? How about being picked up in a NorCal limo? Yeah, for the ultimate. You get picked up by NorCal limo, driving through Reading, sipping champagne with your loved one, and then ending up at the Boheme Spa where you relax with a couple's massage. That's right. You'll be pampered head to foot and enjoy a calming, customized experience. How much does this cost? Nothing. It's free. Enter, though, by calling us right now, 605-4567. That's one way of entering. Just, and we take as many phone calls. You just keep calling and calling and calling. And Bob's going, oh, thank you. Or you can send an email to molly@kcnr1460.com.
We're drawing tomorrow.
And we're drawing on the 12th, which is Friday.
Oh, Friday.
We're
going to
do a Friday drawing, and it's going to be great. It's absolutely free. So we're going to be entering our guest right here in that. They can enter that. So, okay. We're here, of course. You know, I have to ask Tammy what exactly she's here representing, because she is one of the such a
force.
A force. Of course, a veteran, Tammy Walker. Thank you and for your service and for being here.
Thank you.
Tammy is in everything that has to do with veterans. I mean, you really are.
Yeah.
And so I've got three pieces of paper here that are happening for veterans, and Tammy's name is on all three of them. And so I said, well, which one are you talking about this week, Tammy? And so we're going to talk about probably a couple, but one specifically, and that's resources and relaxation fair for women veterans.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the first annual one happened about a year ago.
It happened last year.
Yes.
Down at the
Senior Center.
Senior Center down in Anderson. They offered the place up, and Wind River helped with it and all that. Yeah. We were involved with that one.
That's right. And it was an amazing turnout. And all the ladies there.
It was. You know, it really surprised me. I think they're close to 100 ladies mm-hmm. showed up. I mean, women veterans.
Oh, yeah. And all the ladies there were, like, really excited and so happy to be able to meet other women veterans. And when I saw that, it just dawned on me, this is something that needs to happen every year. And the VA was supposed to fund it and put it on this year, but because of budgets and stuff, they weren't able to fund it. So the Women Veterans Alliance out of Sacramento heard about it and reached out and asked if I would be able to do it with their assistance. And I said, why not? Someone's got to.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your service and of course, bringing into your to the North State your passion and your involvement.
So I'm a Army brat, grew up in the Army, didn't really know any better. It's a family business. Mm-hmm. And I went into the Army in 2009, deployed 2010-2011 to Kuwait. Got off of active duty 2013, decided to come home, went in the reserves, and next thing I knew, I was heavily involved with the VFW because they could use some extra assistance and
you know,
younger
what,
veterans.
You You have
Thank
been
you.
A breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
Can I call you that? Okay.
Yeah.
you know, Tammy, you really are. And you are the quartermaster of VFW 1934. There's no reason that you're not going to be the commander here soon, frankly. Yeah, I mean, and, you know, just, you know what, because you'd get the job done, and we just, and here's the thing is, we need people like you and your partner right over here, or your friend over here. Mm-hmm. I don't say partner, but friend. We need you all coming in, because frankly, look at the VFW. I mean, they call me kid.
Yeah.
There, you know, Vietnam era, and they're calling me kid.
And I'm the baby.
You're the baby. Yeah, they call the baby right here. But you all are the face mm-hmm. of the VFW, and we need to get our younger people in there, mm-hmm. and we need to have them come in, and so that they can, you know, one camaraderie that we used to, that we enjoyed in the service, and you all are agreeing with me here that. There's a lot of head nodding. The camaraderie you had at the service, you don't really get out there.
Right.
With the civilians.
Right. It's really hard.
It is difficult because they don't have the same background. I mean, you can like your civilian friends, and I have very good civilian friends, close civilian friends. But the people that have gone in combat, whether they're in the same service or not, we've automatically got a link there.
Yes, we
do. And we know. We've been there. We know what it's like to do, bathe out of a canteen or you're sitting there and having, you're having your MREs get covered with dirt because somebody's shooting at you at the temp, you know, or water that's 100 degrees and you're glad to have it.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. So places like VFW and the other CVAC and the other organizations, it's a good way to, you know, for people to be there. In the World War II and the Korean veterans, and a lot of times, you know, the Vietnam veterans have formed these, and now we need to hand it off to you guys.
It's our turn to carry on the tradition.
And you're doing a great job.
So you're here to shine a light on this female veteran event.
Yes.
And let's see what that looks like.
So I've got a few different organizations that will be partaking. Project Healing Waters, they provide services for the disabled
veterans. Great organization.
Yes.
Great.
There's also Canine Connections. Mm-hmm. It's a service dog program that we're doing out of the VFW, and I requested them to participate here because I know there's a lot of women veterans out there that would love to have a dog.
Wow.
That's right. And these dogs are provided to our veterans to help them.
Wow.
And the training.
And the training to help them, kind of come back into, it's a transition type thing. And I don't want people to feel sorry for veterans. That's not what we want.
But, no.
But you know what? You know, transitioning, sometimes it's a little bit harder for some people than others.
We just need guidance.
There you go.
That's it. And then the Veterans Service Office will be there to... Uh-huh. Provide more guidance.
Our new Veteran Service Officer, Tommy Key.
Yes.
He was on yesterday, right?
He was on yesterday on the show.
He'll be there.
Raffle prizes, all types of lunch provided. Everything's going to be there. And it's all free.
Yes.
The only thing we have to do is get people registered.
Yes.
And the way you can do that is by giving you a call is one way. And,
correct.
And Tammy's number is 953-9940. Or can you write to somebody or?
On Facebook, on the CVAC Facebook page, mm-hmm. There is a event link specifically for it. So you can go on there.
Great.
That's Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be the 20th of February. It's going to be at the Veterans Hall right here in town on Yuba Street. It's going to go from 9 o'clock till 1400, which is
2 o'clock.
2 p.m.
Yeah.
If you're in the Navy, it's Mickey's little hand is on the 9.
You know, if there's somebody that you may know that's a female vet, it could be a neighbor or an aunt or somebody that just maybe hasn't been out and about, or maybe she is out and about, and this is something that you spread the word, because on this particular day, again, you can get pampered by manicures and learn about the benefits. There's raffle prizes and lunches provided. So it's a fabulous day.
Dr. Maria has just donated two free, massages or things.
Yes.
And baskets and all that. Tammy, thank you so much. And this is going to be on the 20th. So give people a call if you've got any questions and you're looking for, you know, okay, I didn't get all that. Give us a call. And we'll set you in the right spots. And I need to have you back on again very soon. Oh, because the Valentine's dinner and dance
That's also at the Memorial Hall.
And it's going to be this Saturday night.
Fun.
Fun. Yep. We've been talking about that one.
And there's tickets at the VFW.
Okay, yeah. And who's playing at that?
That I don't know.
Okay, well, no, I just wanted to, you know. So that's great. Those are always fun events.
Yes.
All right. Music provided by DJ Charlie.
Okay.
All right, we will be right back with Chief Rob Pelletti right after this break. Thanks a lot, Tim.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. You could say that it was a night for those outside of the regular political system last night in New Hampshire, as only outsiders fared well. Donald Trump on the Republican side and Bernie Sanders for the Democrats. Trump told CBS this morning he has spoken with Chris Christie about whether the New Jersey governor should drop out of the race altogether.
He's been a friend of mine for a long time, and I thought he was very effective, and I was surprised he didn't do better.
Rest of Democrats, meanwhile, lined up behind the Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders while delivering what is seen as a broad rejection of Hillary Clinton. At a gathering yesterday in Columbia, South Carolina, the Reverend Franklin Graham urged Christian believers in that state to make sure and pray before they cast their ballots in the state's upcoming presidential primary.
I want you to be willing this next election to vote for candidates that stand for biblical truth and biblical principles and are willing to live them.
Graham said it is time to elect candidates who will lead the nation back to being what he called one nation under God. Turning up the heat in Southern California, temperatures in the region soared into the 80s and 90s on Tuesday. Warmer weather now credited, in fact, for a couple of shark sightings off the coast in Huntington Beach, something that Lieutenant Mike Berline with the Beach Marine Safety says could prompt them to shut down some of the beaches.
If a smaller one is aggressive, then yes, we would close the ocean. And if it's a larger one, even if it wasn't aggressive, we would close the ocean.
Downtown Los Angeles topped out at 89 degrees yesterday. That beat the old February 9th record by 4 degrees. On Wall Street, finally, a positive session would appear to be in the offing after several losing sessions in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average doing well right now. It is up by just about 60 points. Meanwhile, the high-tech NASDAQ also higher by about 56, and the S&P 500 is up by 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
The U.S. Senate is poised to impose some new economic sanctions on North Korea.
This legislation comes just days after the launch of another long-range rocket by the secretive regime.
The kind of belligerence we've seen from Pyongyang must not be ignored.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The regime's most recent display of belligerent behavior only underlines that the administration's approach has certainly not worked.
North Korea claims the launch was for peaceful and scientific purposes, but the U.S. and several other nations contend it was actually designed to test banned technology.
As Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, a cruise ship is returning early to its New Jersey port after being battered by a major storm in the Atlantic Ocean. Royal Caribbean's Anthem of the Seas, scheduled to dock at Bayonne's Cape Liberty at 9 p.m. local time tonight. The ship carrying more than 4,500 passengers and 1,600 crew members had departed on Saturday on a 7-day cruise to the Bahamas. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Pope Francis is set to address Mexico's major issues, including its 10-year drug war, during a 6-day trip which starts on Friday of this week.
The Pope's agenda is both ambitious and daring. He visits the poverty-stricken southern state of Chiapas, which was the epicenter of the Zapatista uprising, then on to the drug cartel-ravaged western state of Michoacán, and then Ciudad Juárez, which was once the homicide epicenter of the entire country. Many Mexicans are hoping Pope Francis will give a clear message condemning organized crime in Mexico, boosting hope in the long struggle to defeat it, which has already cost more than 150,000 lives.
That's James Bleers reporting from Mexico City. Sirhan Sirhan tries for freedom again today for the 15th time since being convicted of killing Senator Robert F. Kennedy at a Los Angeles hotel 50 years ago. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 10th of February, 2016. It is 6 after 8 right here in the studios of Free Fire Radio here at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. Phone lines are 605-4567. You call that one and it goes into our bank of over 100 phones. We are streaming worldwide.
Even if that's in your own mind, it's lovely.
KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Currently 48 degrees.
Which is Spanish for beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 73. Lows tonight of 48. Mostly sunny over through the weekend tomorrow. Except for Friday, there's a slight chance of rain with our highs of around 66. As we continue through the forecast for the weekend, which will be fabulous. So, you know, when you're getting, ladies, when you're getting dressed for Valentine's or the all these special events that are happening this weekend. No, I'm not going to wear a hat. But the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and you can be fabulous in your attire this weekend and not worry about the rain. Anyway, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? These guys voted best in the North State. Martin and his crew, veteran-owned business, first of all, best in the North State for 2015. A couple of decades worth of experience, plus any type of heating or cooling systems they can handle. That's right. Any kind of heating and cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. These are great people out there at Alliance Heating and Air. They do our work. They do Bob's work. They are the cream of the crop. And speaking of a guy at the epitome.
Stand-up guy.
Stand-up guy at the epitome. The apex of his job. Redding Police Chief Rob Pelletti.
Morning.
Good morning. All right. Hey, how you doing?
How come, I'm doing good.
How come crime's going up, buddy? You're just sitting here. Just kidding. Hey.
Well, actually, we did just finish the statistics through December for last year.
How we doing?
We were up about total 249 cases, which equates to about 6.5% over last year, which is actually lower than what the statewide average has been last year of over 15%.
You know what? Crime's going up in
the
state
majority,
big time.
The majority were those home burglaries?
Actually, burglaries are down. Motor vehicle theft and general theft are the two that really drove the crime rate last year.
Well, I tell you what. We talked to a judge the other day. Just happened to see him at breakfast. And he came over. How's it going? And he and his wife were in this really deep conversation. And we, you know, saw him and went and said hello. And then they stopped by on the way out and said, "What, you know, how's it going?" He goes, "I'm just so frustrated." He says, "They've taken away my ability to take care of some of this trash." You know, I mean, he is just, I mean, he says, there's some of these guys should just be in jail right now. And, you know, and our crime would drop 25% if I could put 10 of them in jail. He says, "I can't do it."
Okay.
Well, because of the AB-109.
Mm-hmm. Well, AB-109 is Proposition 47. Yeah. I mean, most of our property crime relates back to drug addiction.
Well, what he said was, he said, you know what? He said, it used to be they'd steal
$25, $30 worth of stuff. Now they know it's got to be $900, so they're out there stealing $600 or $700 worth of stuff. You know, and it just is. It's and there's no hammer over their head. If it's a drug thing, I mean, it's just. I'm surprised it's only gone up 6%.
Well, with and you know, we've talked too. You know, let's keep in perspective that that's reported crime.
Oh well,
you know, I don't have a way to capture that unreported crime that they don't call because it just takes us too long to get there. We are seeing an increase in, you know, the number of reports we're getting online. So some people are for the general larceny stuff are starting to actually file the online reports, which is helpful to us. So we can get a better picture. But statewide, California Police Chiefs has been collecting data from all the police departments so we can get a faster consolidation of data and put it out. And statewide, for cities our size, it's closer to between 15 and 16% property crime rates and violent crime rates, which we're not seeing that much of.
Yeah. Well, you know what? So we've done it. In other words, we've kind of got our arms around it. And we're even though it's going up, I mean,
we're doing better than
we're
most.
We're doing better than most.
The problem is, though,
I know it's not real satisfying, but at least we're kind of keeping our, you know, we.
Well, remember, we still, in 2011, when AB 109 took effect, it went up like 29%. So, you know, we're still behind the power curve on that one. But, you know, if you, and you should really get Tracy Neal in here to talk about, she's the chief probation officer, to talk about the funding stream that comes from the state to deal with the effects of AB 109, because that funding stream is going down. And that may cause cuts in areas of these programs that we're putting in place to help them.
Well, this was the big thing. Oh, no, don't worry about it. We're going to take care of that from the state. We'll just give you the money. And everybody said, yeah, that might be okay for a couple of years, but watch. See what happens.
Well, and there's two sets of funds that come in from that. And this is what, you know, obviously Tracy can talk to in much greater detail than I can. But you have budgeted amounts that come in. So if the state says the sales tax that comes to the counties from the state for the effects of AB 109 is supposed to be this much money, that's what they divide amongst the counties. Anything that comes in over the top of that, they call growth fund. And if you reincarcerate people at a certain rate higher than the state expectation, you're not eligible for any of that extra money. Well, Shasta County's reincarceration rate is about 10%, because now the state is counting reincarceration in jail the same as they do in state prison. So, you know, I think they
counted the different ways. I mean, you know, it can't be the same crime. It's got to be a different crime. It's got all this stuff. But, I mean, they're just, you know what? It's all smoke and mirrors.
It's frustrating.
We're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Play. Hey, by the way, I would do a big shout out to Dr. Maria and her dad, who had open heart surgery yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
She's down there with him. And best wishes go out to First Sergeant. And we want to say hello to Debbie. Debbie's a new listener, and wanted to thank the chief for his support of Mothers Against Truck Drivers. So, and that is, that's important. I had somebody on yesterday was mad. Are they mad, or is it really Mothers Against Drug Drivers?
Well, we're struggling in that area. You know, we lost the funding from the Office of Traffic Safety, so we don't have our DUI officer anymore. We didn't meet any of our grant targets last year on DUI injury rates, DUI fatality rates. And just watch the paper. I mean, we had, you know, a 10-year-old child killed by a DUI driver that is waiting to charge with homicide.
Let's just talk about this one. This guy has been arrested several times for DUI, had a suspended license. He's out driving drunk again. And, I mean, he's already caused accidents. And it was just a matter of time. You could just see it was just a matter of time before he kills somebody. And so he does. I mean, why wasn't this bottom feeder in jail?
Well, once again, it comes down to bed space and resources. You know, the judges don't have the ability. The governor is going to put an initiative on the ballot to reduce sentencing again and release more people from prison. The federal government is estimated to release 60,000 drug offenders out of federal prison that were trafficking drugs. So it's just it's compounding itself, you know, from the federal and the state level where we don't have the ability to incarcerate those that need to be incarcerated. You know, realistically, you know, and we've had discussions about this where we talk about, is the California State Department of Corrections doing everything they can while they're in prison to do rehabilitation? Well, I believe they are, and I think they're trying some new and innovative things, and I think we are on the county level too. But there's just certain people. What the criminal justice system should do is give people the opportunity to change themselves and give them the resources they need with treatment and other things to change. But you have to take that opportunity, and if you don't want to take it, you need to get locked up so you can't continue to victimize people, and he's a perfect example of that.
And the judge told me, he says that when he was saying it, he said it's a small percentage. There are these, you know, career criminals that keep going over and over and over again. You know, just like you said, he said, we put them off, take them off the street and watch crime drop. But guys like this, guys like this, it was just a matter of time till they kill somebody or injure somebody, and he walks away from it. Not only did he walk away from it, he tried to evade.
They always do. They always seem to.
It's because, you know, and it's one thing if you kill yourself in a drunk driving accident. You know what? You know what? You roll the dice. That's on you. But when you kill a 10-year-old girl, and in this thing, and walk away.
But even the next day, the following day, we had two DUI head-on accidents.
Yeah.
So, you know, DUI is huge. You're putting other people's lives in jeopardy when you choose to drink and drive. And that's not just those that are .27. That's those that are drinking and driving at, you know, .10 or .08 because they're impaired. And you need to plan ahead. And if you're going to drink, don't drive.
We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Play. We're going to come back and talk about Blueprint for Safety and a few other things. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's quarter after 8 here on the 10th of February. 48 degrees out there, going up to 73.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Reading's premier Aveda Concept Spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Holiday!
Heading up to that 9 o'clock hour. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew.
Celebrate!
Better-known business. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Got anything else, sir?
I don't know. Bob's cracking up, though. That was worth it for me.
Great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Got it all there. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. They have a walk-in humidor. Just walking in can make your day. I'm not kidding you.
To make you salivate.
Oh, man, I'm just dripping all over here.
Okay,
tobacco
that's
and
gross,
brew. I know a little bit. Okay, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Again, veteran-owned business, does a lot for our community, have been with us from the very beginning. I can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew and Joe and Shelley. Okay, I just want to just get this thing out once and for all. A DUI check stop is constitutional.
Correct. It's been upheld by the Supreme
it's
Court.
It's been. Otherwise, as you
we
said,
wouldn't do it.
We wouldn't do it. That's right, because why get sued? You know,
there are parameters that we have to put in place, and we follow the guidelines from the courts very, very strictly when we set up a DUI checkpoint.
I mean, you tell us where it's going to be.
We tell you where it's going to be.
No.
There's an outlet.
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah, they always announce them.
I mean,
the fact of the matter is, here's what most people need to understand when it comes to drinking and driving. And most people that, you know, first-time DUI offenders just don't understand how fast they get to 0.08, which for the average-sized person is about two drinks. Small people, it can be as much as one hard drink. But they also don't understand how fast the body metabolizes alcohol and reduces its blood alcohol count. So if you get to a 0.08, which is the legal limit, to get back to zero, it will take your body about 5.5 hours to get back to zero. So these people go to a bar, they have 3-4 drinks, they wait an hour, they think they're fine, and they get out and drive, and they've really only reduced by 0.0162 of their blood alcohol count. So your body goes up a lot faster than it goes down. So just be careful, and like I said, plan ahead. If you're going to go drink, I'm not telling anyone, I'm not making any judgment calls here, go have a drink. I go home and have a drink. It's because I have children. But, you know, realistically, you know, if you want to have a drink,
and that's called the city.
Just make sure that you plan ahead and you have a strategy to get home before you start drinking.
You know
drinking.
What, Linda? Right. I don't think you thank me enough for being the designated driver.
I thank you every day.
Well, that's true. Okay. The blueprint for safety.
Right back at you, baby. Right,
boy, I tell you what. Here, in my face, I'm going to split my nose wide open. Hey, okay. All right, so we've talked about, you know, this DUI is, you know, a problem. And, you know, let's just go one more, you know, let's just throw it out right now one more time and just spend 2 minutes on it. Red light cameras.
Uh-huh.
I mean, frankly, I mean, it's being challenged in courts. There's cities that are throwing them out of their cities. You know, the red light camera people are making all this money. The city's not making any with all the fines. Most of the money goes to the state. And yet it's hammering people at $500 a ticket.
Well, and that's
causing a lot of problems.
It causes a lot of angst when the fine level or the amount that you pay outweighs the violation. And we're there not because the fine. And we've covered this again. You know, the fine's $100.
Yeah,
it's the fees, taxes, and assessments put on by voters.
That's true.
It's an easy place to stick a tax because they never think they're going to have to pay it because they're not going to get the violation. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the injury rates, most of the cities that are losing them are because they're leaving them in place for revenue, not for traffic safety. If we gain compliance at an intersection like we did at Churn Creek and Cypress, we remove the camera system. So we're keeping them in places where we're having accidents created by red light violations, like Hilltop and Cypress. So
that's always been a bad place.
And quite frankly, it's about, you know, $200,000 to $300,000 to install it in an intersection. And it's a lot of money to operate the system. So does Redflex actually make money off it? Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're a profit-based business, but we can't provide that service ourselves without them. It's too expensive and it's too manpower intensive. So, you know, that's one of those contracted services we have. But let me reiterate, too, that Redflex cannot issue a citation to a member of the community in Reading. Every one of those citations is reviewed by an employee of the Reading Police Department, and we have ultimate decision on whether or not that violation is going to be issued or not.
Yeah, which is probably pretty good, except this town's too small. Okay, let's go on from that, since that's, you know,
It would be nice. I mean, if I could have the motors to make up the difference, then great. But, that's more expensive than – I mean, the red light camera systems are a cost-neutral benefit to the community.
The count – oh, I'm sorry, what?
No, I've just – I've gone to readingpolice.org. It's very interesting and informative. You've got the most wanted – again, last time you were on, I had gone on and I was saying to you, Chief, that there were a lot of – a lot more women that in crime that – than I recall in my youth, it used to be like maybe one woman, and it was always fraud. And then there would be like, you know, one woman to 10 guys. Now it's half and half. But most of the people that are on there really seem to be fraud and burglary. There's one guy on there that's, weapon and theft or robbery and armed. The rest of them, and there's fraud and ID theft and burglary and grand theft. That seems to be the top of what we're seeing with the most wanted.
Well, remember, too, that the Shasta County's most wanted program was designed to reduce the number of people that have been convicted of a crime and failed to appear at their sentencing hearing. And that's what those people are. So we're reaching pretty close to 600 arrested since that program started in, 2.5 years? And we've reduced the number of outstanding warrants. So that was the purpose of the program, and most of the worst people have started to come off of that.
And these people turn themselves in a lot of times.
A lot of times they do. And
when they turn themselves in, they're not incarcerated. Is that right?
They get a shorter stay if they show up to court and other things. So the sheriff and I are working that program, and the sheriff's done a great job with managing the limited amount of bed space that he has so that we can keep them there, keep them and get them through the court system and get them to their sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a friend of mine who is out of state brought this up. When somebody goes blowing past a school bus that's flashing red, the driver obviously has a very limited amount of time to get in not very good conditions to get a license number. How do you now understand some states are increasing the penalties for blowing past a school bus? Have you heard anything about maybe cameras on school buses or something to catch these people before some kid gets killed?
Nothing like that. There are some states that are using the cameras for speeders. California does not allow that, just for red lights. But we do enforcement of that. But remember, we've got, four guys on motorcycles for the city of Reading, and we don't do traffic enforcement to the tune that we need to slow people down and to get the DUI drivers off the street. I mean, even when we have a DUI unit, he's out at night. But our last three DUIs have come during the day. So, we really do. I mean, it comes back to cost and resources. We should have a lot more motorcycle officers. If you look at, and Carl's going to roll his eyes at me again because he's heard this 50,000 times, but the things that affect our good, honest, hardworking citizens are bad drivers and property crime. The biggest effect.
Does it do any good at all to call in somebody if you see them doing this and you happen to get their number? Does it do any good at all? You're just wasting your time because you're not a legitimate witness.
If you are a legitimate witness, but typically the citations are going to get issued when the officers are doing the enforcement at the schools, and we concentrate on that, when schools start, because every parent wants to get their kids to school. But most of the ones that are doing it are the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked to the school administrations about that, too, about talking to parents about responsible driving around the schools.
All right. So the other day, I'm just going to say it out loud. We were at a park, and there were two people in the park. The passenger was so drunk that, and this is in the daytime, that it was almost, he couldn't stand up straight. He was, couldn't, you remember like years ago, the old winos.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the only thing I can relate it to. And then I am not sure about her because with standing next to him, the alcohol reeking from his body was so intense. And I looked at Carl and I said, I don't know what we should do. Should we take down the driver's license? And we don't know if she'd been drinking. I didn't know what to do at that point. Should I go look her in the face? And
call the police and let us go assess her.
Okay,
if she's going to drive away.
Exactly. So we should next time take a driver's.
You know what? I didn't smell her. She was talking to me.
I was alarmed.
It could have been. I just didn't smell it on her. But
we have different noses.
It's not just alcohol.
It's alcohol. It's drugs.
It's drugs.
We're,
I understand that, like Colorado and Oregon, all this, their DUIs driving under the influence for marijuana is skyrocketing.
Well, and the problem with that is there's no definitive test for driving under the influence of marijuana because, you know, alcohol dissipates out of the system and you can correspond a level of blood alcohol count with a level of intoxication in your average person. Marijuana stays in the system for an extended period of time. Yeah. So what are you going to call DUI under marijuana? Is it objective signs and symptoms from the officer plus a definitive test for, you know, it's in the system? But defense attorneys aren't going to accept that. And so it becomes the opinion of the officer and a positive test and hoping that a jury will convict. And oftentimes they don't.
Okay. Our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Pletty. So what you're saying here is if you're smoking weed and you get pulled over, unless you are, I mean, like, you know, staggering around, it's going to be a, you know, you're
it's
not
tougher.
Gonna be, you're not, it's not like if you have two drinks and you got a .09.
It's pretty definitive.
I mean, that's definitive. And yet you may be less impaired than somebody on marijuana that you can't, you know, that the guy, you know.
We do send officers to drug recognition expert school, and we've got several of them. And they call them over, and they do those assessments. So you have an expert in mm-hmm. drug recognition and toxicology that is doing that that assessment. But it's not just marijuana. It's marijuana, methamphetamine, heroin, prescription drugs. If your prescription drugs have a warning label not to drive a car, you can be arrested for DUI if you're impaired by taking your prescription drugs.
Yeah, I read
so
that.
So you have to be careful and know what you're taking and when you get in the car because you're driving a 6,000-pound projectile.
Okay, our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Pletty. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Our people are friends over there at Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. You know, locally owned, locally operated, great gun stores where I buy my guns. Right there, great, and they have super customer service. Gunsmiths that are just outstanding, classes on CCW and hunter safety. They have it all the shooting accessories, all of it with John Bastiani and his people. They're great, great people. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Sierra Cascade Logging Conference celebrates the North State's logging and construction industries this Thursday through Saturday at the Fairgrounds in Anderson with indoor and outdoor expo for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. A great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2016 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, WM Beatty & Associates, Eddie Axner Construction, Mendocino Redwood Company, Murphy Veneer, Muse Trucking, and Warner Enterprises.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa are bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Then head over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa and relax with the wonderful couples massage. Experience an unforgettable memory. Call into KCNR 605-4565 or email me, Molly, at kcnr1460.com. We will be picking a winner February 12th live on our morning show. It's KCNR's Valentine's Day giveaway.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460.
Ride, Captain, ride up on your mystery.
Good morning, welcome back. Yeah. Carla Linda Bott here, this beautiful 10th of February. Oh, okay. There's so much going on this weekend. Just want to remind you again, Friday night is the Signature Gala. And we call it the Signature Gala this Friday night. By the way, I have tickets for sale. And you can go buy your tickets at the Cascade box office. This is the first time the Cascade Theater is doing a fundraiser. And the fundraiser is for the Cascade. Hello. It's for the air conditioning, the paint, you know, plumbing, all the things that needs to go, that need to go back into the building to make it the most fabulous theater in the North State. Also for the educational programs. So kids from school and stuff can come. So, they've put the word out. I'm trying to help you guys. I need you to help me to help them. So Friday night is the Signature Gala again, and champagne and music and all kinds of things. Then on Saturday night, the 13th, Wind River Resort and Casino, I'll be there with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, almost sold out. And then Sunday, February 14th, Jazz at the View. From 11:30 to 1:30, I'll be there with my jazz combo. So it's a full Valentine weekend. All kinds of things that you can do. Relatively inexpensive, fun, great times to come out. So I had to just get in there, all those plugs, because that's what we're doing. We hope to see you there.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Ralph Athens Avenue. They're a veteran-owned business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold and the place to go. I'm going to be down there today or tomorrow getting my haircut. That's where anybody, that's anybody, gets their haircut. we're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. You've got double things. You're still in the Army and
yes,
and policeman, so you've got to keep your hair, you know,
high and tight.
High and tight. Okay, we were going on and talking about, you know,
besides it makes
alcohol,
you look thinner.
Alcohol and shave my head. I'm going to, you know, there's something about my head when it's shaved. You can see the bumps in it and scars and all these things. It doesn't, you know. It's,
that's all right.
It's
mine's
classic.
Pointed. I look like
it's, not, it's not classic. It's,
I look like not, Dan Aykroyd playing the Conehead on Saturday Night Live.
It's not classic here. Okay, let's talk about when we talked about the number of homeless here, and the numbers are down to like 500, and they're saying is, oh, this isn't a true number. Now, what they are asking is where you came from and all this. I haven't seen all the data yet. We're gonna have Ellen Pfeiffer on, and yet, for 3 years in a row that they've done this, when they total, the most it's been is 800 homeless. What do you think? I mean, you guys are out there all the time.
Well, when we did our survey, you know, they were out 2 days a week for 6 months. And quite frankly, I don't know why HUD, and I've had this discussion with Ellen and some of the folks that did the point in time count. Why January?
Yeah, because that to me is, it's January and it's raining and all that. I mean, that doesn't give you the June.
Right.
The June.
One explanation.
The spring fling there.
One explanation I got is because back east, when it's snowing things, everybody's in the shelters.
It's easier to count.
So it's easier to count. Right. So, you know, but once again, when you have a federal government that's dictating something nationwide, it doesn't necessarily work for all the areas. So, you know, yeah, I think a June count would be a much more accurate count than a January count. So, you know, there's some things that are working right now. The county is going to go out to bid for a mental health outpatient clinic. And I think that's a great addition to what we've been talking about. I've been talking a lot with some community members about the concept of a not just a mental health outpatient, but mental health crisis stabilization unit, as well as a sobering center. And if you really look at the chronic homeless that we have that are in transient camps and other things, when we did our survey, if they and this was their self-reported data, so you got to give it that, but between drug addiction, mental illness, or both, it was, well, all close to 60% of them claimed one of the two or both of drug addiction and mental health. So I think we can have a huge impact on the number of people that we have living unsheltered if we can address an increase in capacity for drug treatment and mental illness.
Well, the gentleman that's going to come in from Utah and talking about their program is going to be on our show tomorrow at 8 o'clock along with Christian Schrader to talk about the homeless problem and what they did in Salt Lake City to to bring that number down so dramatically. And he'll be on tomorrow morning to talk with us. And then he's speaking at noontime, I believe. I think Sequoia School.
Sequoia
Middle School. And it's everybody's invited to this. And as one of the ways to handle the homeless problem, because they attacked it on all levels too.
Yeah, they used the housing first model,
right?
Where you house them first, get them into a roof, and then you centralize treatments around that housing. So it'll be interesting to listen to him. Some of the things that were in the blueprint relative to homeless, and where I had some exception to it, is that the blueprint made homeless the issue, and I'm trying to make crime the issue. And so I think that there's some. If for instance, he's against anti-camping ordinances, and he's against sit-lie ordinances, and he's against things of that nature, but I think there has to be a balance there between enforcement and services. If we don't do our anti-camping enforcement, which is really issuing citations and Bob Brandon cleaning it up, keep in mind that there would be 300,000 pounds of trash in the public open space in the city of Reading if Bob Brandon was not out cleaning up transient camps. That's 2 years' worth. So I think there does need to be a balance between, protecting our environmental resources by cleaning up the trash, as well as doing the camping enforcement to get them to go to the services like the Good News Rescue Mission that is doing a phenomenal job of trying to help those that come to them to get help.
Well, I think that I'm really looking forward to this gentleman being on tomorrow.
You've interviewed him before.
No, this is a different. A different one. The one we had before was from San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
And had that. Remember, had that.
And he was here for the Women's Fund as well.
Yeah. Yes. Well, this and he was for Women's Fund, but this one is coming in, being brought in
by the Women's Fund as well.
Oh, the Women's Fund. Yeah. Also.
And but it'll be the Sequoia School, because it's for a larger audience.
The difference is he's focusing on the homeless population and Housing First model, where Leon Green, that came from San Antonio, was focused on this combination of mental health outpatient crisis stabilization sobering center deal with the contributing factor of it.
Right.
So I think both have merit and they're both things, but just like everything else, everything costs money.
Yeah, but here's the thing is there's no reason that if this is models that work, is that we can't start on a very very smaller.
I agree.
A smaller model and then start growing it as we find out how it works and how we can make it work.
Well, let's say we have, when you and I talked about these statistics before, 1,135 people were 62% of the arrests of the Reading Police Department, or 65% in 2014. Majority of those were drug addiction and alcohol violations of our chronic addicted offenders.
Mm-hmm.
If we could divert them to a sobering center, think of how much jail space that we could clear up.
Oh, yeah.
Think of how much, let's say we could reach out and have an effect on 10% of them per year that actually change themselves, and we don't have to arrest them anymore with the investment of a sobering center. So, I think there's huge amounts of benefit that come from, alternative investments rather than just incarceration.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to argue that I need more police officers to service this community and that the sheriff needs more jail bed space. But it has to be a balance between police staffing, jail bed space, and mental health and addiction capacity.
Because everything is related to each other.
Absolutely.
And we've learned that, and it's got to be an asynchronous type of attack on all this. And it's got to be on all levels. And it's got to be something coming out of the end that you've got everybody that you can put into jail that, if you could spend 10% time less on drunks and because they've been helped, or guys or people on drugs, 10% time less on that, then you've got 10% more time to spend on crime.
I've got 10% more time to deal with
less crime
with
too.
Sex trafficking and prostitution. I've got more time
DUIs.
And resources to deal with DUIs and bad drivers and, to go arrest our chronic serial burglars that aren't necessarily addicted. They're just thieves. Those are the people that we really need to focus our attention on. And I think if we can find a balanced approach to, you know, getting the police department back to its pre-recession level where we can provide a better service to the community, adding a little bit of bed space, but maybe contracting a little bit more with Lassen County that has bed space to rent that is actually cheaper.
Right.
And then and increasing that mental health capacity. And I've been meeting with a lot of groups. And, you know, one of the things, and like I said before, not everything in the blueprint was bad. I disagree with the guy's staffing model and his focus towards homelessness rather than crime, which is where I want to focus. But, you know, one of the things is that there were people in the community that said that the police department, the police chief hadn't met with them. Well, I've met with about everybody I think I can, but, you know, I took that to heart, too. And I actually, you know, I've got monthly lunches now set up with Dunnell because that was one of those linkages that I probably could have done better. You know, but if you had, say, a sobering center that was linked with the Good News Rescue Mission's, you know, recovery program or Empire Recovery Center that actually has medical detox beds, and you have those services right there that you can offer and put the person straight to rather than just sending them back out on the street, that's that whole purpose of get them there, get them fed, get them cleaned up, get them sober, and then engage them with the drug treatment before they leave.
And be able to then move them into a facility where they're safe, warm, and can then take the next steps in the recovery too. I think the whole overall picture is good. The question is you know, and you know, people get so wrapped up, oh, it's going to cost so much money. We don't know that. You don't know that until you have a plan, and then you can look out at seeing grants and all these other things.
Well, if it's an election year,
if we can't pull up a few million dollars from people wanting to be elected, then we're not doing it right.
If you look at what the county is doing, you know, they've got innovation funds. And Donnell is dedicating about, I think it's $700,000 of innovation funds to create a contract with somebody to do the mental health outpatient. Now, if we can, you know, go in steps, mental health outpatient, sobering center, crisis stabilization unit, or some, you know, maybe whatever the combination of how it put together, and we can kind of co-locate all of those together.
Well, it's got to be.
Then you can take somebody from mental health to sobering. When they're sober, they go back to mental crisis. If they're not in crisis, they go to mental health outpatient, and you can move them, you know, right between buildings in close proximity so they get all the services they need and hopefully get the help that they need.
Okay. Our guest is Rating Police Chief Rob Pelletti. It's 9:15 here on the 10th of February. It's 48 degrees out there, going up to 73 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. When we come back, I want to talk to you about that proposal that was kind of tabled on having vans, and in this case the Hope Van and several others, have permission from property owners before they're parked there. We'll be right back after this. After these messages.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Discover the weird side of science at Turtle Bay's Weird Science Spring Break Camp. From March 28th through April 1st, campers will learn through experiments, dissections, chemical reactions, and more. Children ages 7 to 10 are invited to join us. Registration deadline is March 11th. Discovery Camp is a part of the Creativity Garden, a nationwide project of the Association of Science and Technology Centers, generously supported by Disney. For more information and to register, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving significant places in far northern California that protect water quality, working agricultural ranches, and wildlife habitat. The Shasta Land Trust invites you to its annual Wild Ways kickoff on Saturday, February 27th. Join us to support local land conservation. You will be treated to delicious food featuring Prather Ranch beef, local wines, and craft brew. Visit the website at shastalandtrust.org or call the office at 241-7886. The Shasta Land Trust, protecting the places people love for future generations to enjoy.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Looking for a perfect Valentine's Day weekend? Look no further than Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy a delectable meal for you and your loved one that includes steak and lobster, chocolate-dipped strawberry champagne appetizers, and more. This special dinner is offered February 12th, 13th, and 14th and includes music and dancing to Linda Bott on the 13th and Mark McAbee on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Also ask about the sweetheart package at the hotel that includes champagne, $50 food vouchers, and more surprises. Call Wind River Resort for reservations, 243-3377, Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Everybody's doing a brand dance now.
Come on, baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. 10 minutes until 9 o'clock here at KCNR Free Fire Radio, 1460. Why don't you do this one real quick here, and I've got one more.
Special announcement here from a good friend, Frank. One of the last furniture items the Veterans Transition Home needs on Park Marina and South Street in Reading is 5 each 4-drawer dressers.
They need 5 4-drawer dressers out there, my friends.
Okay, the home currently has 6 veterans and are expecting 4 more to fill up. So if you have a good, clean, used 4-drawer dresser, that would be great. It's for the Veteran Resource Center, and they can pick up the dresser, yeah. And your donation's tax-deductible. So give a call to Frank Treadway at 241-5003.
And Frank's done a whole lot to help support our veterans, our homeless veterans, and this is a great thing.
You know, he's a great community activist, this guy.
Can it have a hutch?
It can have a hutch in it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is one of the most complete concealed carry class and training that you're going to get in Northern California. Teaches all over 7 or 8 counties in Northern California. They'll provide a gun and ammo for you, too, for the training if you do not have a gun, and then they will help you select that right pistol for you to carry. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. And just for a second, I want to talk about Ted Leidy, who is the president and the founder of Northern Firearms Instruction. He's on his way back to Nashville,
right.
Tennessee, to receive a national award.
So cool.
From the Wild Turkey Association or something like that, because he instituted a program for teaching young hunters how to turkey hunt.
They have to write an essay.
They have to write an essay why they want to do it, and it's just grown and grown and grown. He started this year, and he gets 20 to 21 mentors. They take 20 to 21 kids out every year, and they take them turkey hunting. They teach them about outdoors. They teach them about sport and
responsibility.
And this program that he started here is now being recognized nationally. So.
Getting an award
good
in Nashville this
good.
Weekend.
Yeah.
So
good on you,
congratulations,
Ted.
Ted. You've, mentoring is such a really important part of our society. And, me going on that one. I was going to say.
United States Army.
Like, where's your mentoring? You need to have mentorship. It's so important about
Cam.
Yeah,
but you know,
he's a retired command sergeant major.
He is.
That's what sergeant majors do. I mean, their role in the Army is to develop and mentor young NCOs, and he's spent a lifetime doing that, so it doesn't surprise me.
That's right, and he gets he has mentors that he.
Ted Leidy.
That's Ted, and he does just a great job. Plus, he's also been involved in the Anderson. You know, helping with the Anderson School District, too, and their concealed carry. Now, we're here, of course, with Reading Police Chief Rob Plenty. You know, the Hope Van, it caused all this consternation. They're saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, everybody that's going to go out there and park needs a permit. And the Hope Van says, no, we don't, because we're different. And yet, I never even thought about it, because I see the Hope Van parked down here by the Empire Recovery Center. I don't think about other businesses in the area and how that may impact on them. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, and I wasn't necessarily part of that process.
No, I know that.
That was the building and planning department.
Right.
And, you know, that doesn't just affect the Hope Van, but it affects, you know, Blood Source and other places that have mobile vans that do blood drives
and
stuff.
Blood Source and people giving out.
You know, it really wasn't a matter of saying that they couldn't do it. It was a matter of you need to get a permit to do it, just like
other
a cell phone vendor, just like any other vendor that's going out on the street. So, you know, they've tabled that portion of it, and council's going to hear from more stakeholders and make a decision on that.
Well, it seems to me I know everything that the Hope Van does, and it's great and all that, but I just thought that it parked and it had permission, like in front of the Empire Recovery Center.
But it has permission from Empire Recovery Center. It doesn't necessarily
mean it's the people, next door to that, you know, they've got it parked there and the people can't get into their business.
Yeah, I mean it was one of those planning and building and permitting things that they're trying to go through the municipal code and get things up to date on a lot of different scales, and that was just one of those, and it just happened to affect the Hope Van. So we'll see where that goes.
Okay. What do you think is going to be happening? What's the biggest threat here in the next couple of months?
Well, you know.
Now that the weather's changing.
Well, obviously property crime and people, you know, keeping their stuff secure, and sometimes that doesn't even always work. You know, but we've had several cases lately where people have had numerous guns stolen from their cars. Some of them law enforcement. So we really need to just, you know, keep that crime prevention in mind as we go into the summer months that you know, don't make it easy for them. But there's some things that I'm working on too that are in the blueprint on the Tier Zero stuff that we're gonna change. There really were no surprises in there for me. I mean, everything that's recommended in the blueprint, the Reading Police Department has done some point in the past. We've had homeless outreach. We've had mental health teams. We've had, you know, more traffic enforcement. We've had more officers in patrol. We've had CSOs in patrol. So there's really no new concepts in there. They just take resources to make them happen. I would really like to see us get to, you know, a staffing level where we can start doing some serious enforcement in the sex trade that's taking place in the city of Reading. And kind of get, if we could get the staffing level of the police department up, work with our mental health and sobering, you know, partners to try to get, you know, more capacity in that area. And then, you know, with the sheriff's 68 beds and maybe some contract bed space, I think we could make some good strides.
A lot of sex trafficking in Reading?
Yes. I don't know if it's sex. Well, let's clarify. Not all prostitution is sex trafficking. And I know that's the term of the day. Some people do it because it's just easier money. But when you talk about more organized businesses like massage parlors and other things, the difficulty in doing vice operations.
All these massage parlors are not just massage parlors?
No.
Not all of them.
And you can do a 5-minute Google search and figure that out really quick, or you can do an internet search and find escorts
likey.
And other things. So, you know, it really is a matter of you have to, if you look at the statistics, and that's where I talked about the blueprint needs to be emerging of analyst and practitioner. If you just look at statistics for the Reading Police Department, you'll see that we don't have a sex problem in this community, a sex trafficking or a sex business problem, because we haven't done any arrests for it. Well, we don't have the resources to do the investigations. So that's like saying if I don't issue speeding tickets, nobody's speeding. You know, so we have to have the resources to be able to go do that, and that is resources and personnel. You have to train them in vice operations, and nobody in the Reading Police Department has done them. So that means I've got to send them to, you know, San Francisco or Sacramento or Stockton or somewhere that has a continual vice unit working these types of things so they can get experience doing it. And then you have to have the equipment that's necessary that is not cheap to do, you know, covert surveillance and other things, because, you know, there's a new philosophy and concept that's coming out that's very different for law enforcement when it comes to sex trafficking, and that the prostitute is actually viewed more as an exploited person than
a criminal.
A criminal.
Right.
But the challenge to that is, what's your easiest inlet into that world? It is her, because that's who the officers are making contact with. So if you can get that violation, and then you can get her, and the hard part is getting them to roll on the pimp or the organizer and build upwards because of fear and dependency and a little bit of, you know, that you know, trafficked person's mentality, where they, you know, Stockholm syndrome, I guess you would, you know, kind of call it,
sure,
where they start to get attached to that person. It happens relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there's actually books out there on Amazon that you can buy that teach you how to manipulate these girls and put them into sex trafficking.
No. I mean, of course there would be. Of course there would be.
Because some idiot's going to write it.
Because you can, you know, buy books on making bombs, too.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Rob Pelletti, Reading Police Chief, has been our guest. As usual, we so much appreciate you here. And thank you so much for donating to, you know, a trap shooting Italian lunch to the One Safe Place. They raised $1,700 off that.
Yeah, I think it was $1,600 or $1,700. They kind of left you out of the mix, but it really is a partnership between Carl and I. He takes some skeet shooting. He's the shooter. I'm the chef. So the shooter and chef raised some good money for One Safe Place
there.
Again.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's such a great place, and yet, you know, we've got our problems. But, you know, maybe we're coming to the point where we're starting to see some light in the tunnel here. It's not a train, you know, how we can do some things. And this guy, and the gentleman tomorrow that's coming in to talk about Salt Lake City and how they handle the homelessness there will be on the show tomorrow from 8 to 9 and join Trish Clark and I. And then, of course, Kristen Schrader is also going to be here to talk, you know, the things she's been doing with the homeless. So it's going to be a good show tomorrow, my friends. And again, Chief, thank you for what you do and all you guys do.
Absolutely.
Well, I won't. Remember, back down. It's the good guys against the bad guys. No, I won't. Linda's a good guy.
Make it a great day.
Make it a great day. You can stand me up
at the gates of KCNR, Shasta Redding. Back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Reports circulating that Chris Christie will be meeting with his aides to talk about his quest for the Republican presidential nomination. Following a disappointing showing in New Hampshire, the New Jersey governor canceled a planned event in South Carolina. The GOP winner in New Hampshire, Donald Trump, not saying whether he thinks Christie should drop out.
He's a friend of mine. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. And I thought he was very effective. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised he didn't do better.
Trump on CBS this morning. Ohio Governor John Kasich scored a surprise second place showing in New Hampshire. In the Democratic primary, Bernie Sanders soundly defeated Hillary Clinton. St. Anselm College political science professor Chris Scaldieri.
I think there are a lot of people who look at Donald Trump and look at Bernie Sanders and see people who want to shake things up, who are willing to say, hey, the system is rigged, there's something wrong with it, and you're suffering as a result of it, and somebody else is doing better than you because of it.